Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 115 for Monday, October 24th. I'm Jane Marcus. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were $3 to $6 per ton stronger in early activity on Monday. The November contract was up $4 at $506 a ton. Prices were higher in early activity on Monday, following advances in other vegetable oil markets. Chicago Board of Trade soy oil gained Monday morning, while Malaysian palm oil saw overnight strength, which is bullish. A slightly weaker Canadian dollar also advanced the market, as a lower loonie makes the commodity more appealing to international buyers. A strong technical bias added to the upside. However, the expectation for more favorable harvesting weather moving into the week capped gains. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were stronger, while corn and wheat lost ground. Soybeans were 3 to 10 cents per bushel stronger on Monday, with the November contract up 6 cents at $9.89. Soybeans were higher in early activity, gathering spillover strength from the nearby soy oil market. The expectation for strong demand for the oilseed further underpinned the market. However, the advancing U.S. soybean harvest limited gains. Harvest was about 62% finished last week and could be near 85% done this week. Corn prices were 1 to 6 cents per bushel lower in early activity, with the December contract at $3.47. Corn was weaker with harvest pressure on Monday. As of last week, harvest progress was about 46% complete. Now it could be near 65 to 70% finished. Losses in crude oil were also bearish for values. However, spillover strength from the soybean market limited losses. For wheat, prices were unchanged to 8 cents per bushel lower, with the Chicago December contract at $4.07 a bushel. Wheat declined with ideas that exports could be lower this week. A bearish supply and demand situation added to the downside. However, ideas that funds are still in the market could provide support in coming sessions. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, October 24th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.